In Moscow, cast members from the musical Nordost have performed for the first time since the siege by Chechen gunmen. 17 cast members were among the 128 hostages who died, most when Russian forces used gas to overpower the hostage takers. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports that concerts this past weekend by the Nordost cast, scheduled before the tragedy, became a memorial for the victims.
As the members of Nordost's orchestra took their chairs and tuned up near the back of the stage, 8 chairs, along with 8 music stands, remained empty. The seats once belonged to the 8 Nordost musicians who died. As the evening began, MC Georgi Vasilyev asked the audience to rise for a moment of silence. The mood then swung from sadness to defiance. Vasilyev, a former hostage himself, vowed the musical would return to its usual venue 3 miles from here. This performance had to be moved to the state concert hall across from Red Square. Even as we were still in the hospital, the theater restoration was underway. Vasilyev said to applause, "We must return to our theater." The night was filled with songs from Nordost, many of them melancholy ballads like this one from the musical about love in the midst of the Soviet Army's heroic fight during World War II. Some of the actors recalled their moments as hostages. Andrei Makarov was on the stage when the gunmen took over. His first impulse was to grab a gun from one of them. Makarov said his patience won over. Everyone showed real heroism and courage when the theater was seized, Makarov said. Music from Western productions was specially chosen for this benefit concert, like a song from Jesus Christ Superstar about the battle of good versus evil. Nordost creator Georgi Vasilyev said musicals themselves were a weapon against evil. He said musicals can't just be all jokes and singing. There have to be evil characters, too. Without evildoers, there can be no heroes, Vasilyev said. One singer gave a powerful rendition of Memories from the musical Cats. Many in the capacity crowd of 2,500 people used tickets to regular Nordost performances they held. Other tickets, priced up to $100, were sold to raise money to help the musical through its crisis. Tatiana Kritsova was in the audience. The day before I was to attend the performance, this tragedy happened, Tatiana said. I felt it was my duty to be here. The actors managed smiles and high spirits throughout the performance, despite the real-life tragedy they'd just been through. The audience was equally dignified, no grumbling about revenge against Chechens, just a warm show of support and a shower of bouquets for the actors. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.